This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Brendan Donoghue. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Aaron and Dan. How are you?
Very good. Now, we're chatting to you this morning about your life as an actor, but in particular, Miracle Fish, which is a short film that you starred in. It's been nominated for an Academy Award.
Woohoo! First of all.
Which is huge. You may well be going over there. And looking at the list of awards this film, Miracle Fish, has already received, it's looking pretty darn good, isn't it?
It's been amazing, yeah. One of these experiences that you sort of, you know, you do bigger stuff and then someone comes along and says, hey, actually, funnily enough, when I first got asked to do the film, the director said to me, I'll read the script and I'd love you to play the part of the man. And I was like, oh, that's thinking in my head, that's not a very good thing. You know, I don't even have a character name. And in the opening scene of the film, that this character is sort of rustling through a garbage bin. And then for quite a while, it doesn't appear again in the film, and I was like, oh, no, what, I can't believe. What is this? He's asking me to do this tiny little bit. But then all is revealed by the end of the film, and, yeah, it's been an incredible ride. We actually filmed the film about 13 months ago now, and within about 4 weeks of filming it, Luke Doolin, the director, had a little rough cut, and we had been accepted into the Sundance Film Festival, which was absolutely amazing. So my wife and I packed up and we headed over to America and walked down the street and saw people like Robin Williams and Sting and
Wow. Stuff
wild. Yeah, it was incredible.
Now, you have done pretty well. As Dan mentioned, you've been in quite a bit. You could say your career has spanned well into three decades now.
That's a very good way of looking at it.
It is. Now, what do you think is the key to longevity, especially as an Australian actor?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. Longevity is kind of the key, and it's just I think it's staying in the game because I certainly had only had a few blessed periods where I've been able to just provide for myself as an actor, and then it comes down to just filling in time and doing little pieces of work to have money and doing this and that. But it's just staying in the game, and you know, you meet people and 6 years later, they give you a job, and you know. But if you just give acting a shot for 6 months and expect it all to fall into place, you know, for the rare few it may, but for most of us, the journey is quite a long one.
Now, Brendan, you've starred in Black Rock, which I thought was awesome. That's so cool. Also, All Saints and Underbelly, and a whole bunch of, Blue Heelers as well, a whole bunch of other films and short films. What do you think it was about this film that that took off?
Miracle Fish is the story of a young guy who's about 8 or 9 years old. He's 8, sorry, because he has his birthday during the film. And he goes to school and he gets picked on and he kind of wishes that everyone would just disappear. And he goes into the sick bay and effectively the school does disappear.
Hmm.
But I think the reason the film has succeeded so much is because there's something very close to salvation that the film is about, something very close to love and compassion and really just accepting all humans as they are in love. And there's a resonating message through the film that I think just brings life into people's lives, and that's why people love it so much.
It's a hard film to tease because give the background because it's quite dramatic, and it's hard to even say any more because goodness,
you give it away.
But anyway, there's
for sure. It's a very difficult film to say anything about, really. To say the entire storyline would actually give the film away. I've actually noticed Luke and Drew, the producer, have been doing a lot of interviews from the States where they are at the moment, and they've been dancing around the subject because the Academy Awards script, the way the Academy Awards work, is that the short film screened about 6 times around the world, 4 times in LA, once in New York, and once in London. And it's only Academy members that go to those screenings that can vote on who wins the best short film.
Wow.
So Luke and Drew have been really, really careful to set the film up in a particular way so that the experience of the film remains intact.
Now, what would normally seem like bad news is you may not be able to make it across to the Academy Awards, but it's actually good news because, fill us in.
Yes, well, quite wonderfully, my wife and I are pregnant.
Hey!
Thank you so much. It's just great news. And we're having a little daughter, and she is due on March the 7th. And the Academy Awards are also March the 7th. So this is one of those situations where they say, I wouldn't give it up for the world. Well, it's kind of coming close, but I wouldn't give it up for the world. And I'm not going to miss the birth of my daughter, even for a silly little Academy Award.
Oh. Oh, Brendan, you are a man who has his priorities well in place. Good to hear, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Look, absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. And, yeah, make sure you remind your daughter forever about the fact, look, I miss the Academy Awards.
That is a great idea. Genius.
Brendan Donoghue, star of Miracle Fish, nominated for a short film, Best Short Film in the Academy Awards. Thanks so much.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.